And we're a go. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Fire Builders Live. Today, I am joined by with special guest Caroline Matthews. Caroline, welcome to Fire Builders Live. And yes, there she is. I imagine that you're probably sharing this to your page right now. And so, welcome to Fire Builders Live. If you're not familiar with how Fire Builders Live works, basically we bring experts and we break down really complex tasks into simpler goals. We stream at about noon every day, Monday through Saturday. And it's just been incredible. All these interesting topics, all these interesting people. Today, we are going to be talking about fashion. We're going to be talking about the intersection between fashion and confidence. And Caroline, I've been watching her and following her for a while. She has created her own award-winning fashion line, which she still maintains. And she's created an interesting platform called the Lux Collective. And this platform is really all about instilling confidence in female entrepreneurs as they find their own confidence in how they look and how they feel in their own clothes. So like it says in the description, right? So it may be the first step to feeling like $1 million is actually looking like $1 million. And it's incredible. So Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Josh. I'm so pleased to be here. First of all, I just want to say I love what Fire Builders is about. I just think it's amazing. And I know it's just going to be absolutely phenomenal once it launches. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I hope so. I'm really glad that I was able to catch you. You're a busy woman these days. You're doing a lot. Tell everybody a little bit about where you are right now and how you sort of got into fashion.
So basically I wanted to be a fashion designer since I was 4. It was the only thing that I ever wanted to do. I wanted to wear amazing clothes. I wanted to dress amazing women and I just wanted to make them just feel amazing. And so I guess you can kind of say it's been the thing that has always kind of been through my life. And yeah, I started off being a bridal designer. I won multiple awards for being a bridal designer, had my collection stocked all over the world. But I knew that wasn't really where my heart was. My heart was in fashion. But, you know, we get told, especially in fashion, that it's going to be a really tough industry, that there's too much competition, you need a shit ton of money to do it. So that little voice in my head was like, "Ooh, no, don't do it yet, don't do it yet." And then, yeah, I just decided that now the time was now. So I launched my fashion label. I've been blessed to showcase in New York, which is actually when I met you, if you remember, in the rain in Starbucks.
I remember that, actually. I remember we had a great conversation.
We did. And so, I launched the fashion label and it just really took off because I was all about creating a collection that took women from day to night, a collection where they didn't have to pretend to be something else and dress into something else. It was like this, you know, this real nice kind of smooth line between what they wore during the day and what they wore in the evening. And we were stocked in luxury department stores, again, won about another 4 or 5 awards. And then from that, I launched the Lux Collective, which is a platform to help women overcome their fear of being seen online, and not just their fear of being seen online, but also in their life and in their business, because I truly believe that being seen is the way to elevate yourself and elevate your brand, elevate your confidence and elevate your style as well.
Now, when you say be seen, right, are you talking about expressing yourself as much as possible through what you wear?
It's really because I think there's a big misconception that, you know, we as women, we've got to wear a certain type of thing. Or if you're a female businesswoman, you know, you've got to show up in these power suits and all of this kind of stuff, because that's who we're supposed to be. And for me, really, I think it's so amazing to see women really step into their own and wear who they are and the clothes that make them feel amazing and make them feel confident. And then that just generates this feeling that then flows through their brand and flows through their business or even the job, whatever it is that they do, because they're finding that uniqueness within themselves and then expressing that and sharing it with the world as you know, as unapologetically as they can.
Yeah, exactly. Just sort of just being unabashedly like expressive about who they are and how they feel. And where do you, as you're designing some of this stuff, like where does Caroline draw her inspiration from, do you think?
For me, I think it's, my inspiration obviously comes from looking at some other designers, but I think mainly it's about I'm inspired by women who just want to be themselves and helping them. I think for me, it's all about just helping them kind of take that first step and go, look, you don't have to wear this, that, and the other to define who you are. You can wear what you want to wear. So for me, it's everyday women. It's me, because I like a wardrobe that I don't have to faff around with, that I don't have to think about. I know I'm completely the opposite of any fashion designer.
No, and maybe, but I don't have any idea what the word faff means. We don't use that in the United States. Oh, I don't, faff. What does that mean?
So, okay. So faff means, so when, you know, when you're messing about and you're like overthinking and you're going, oh God, what is it that I'm going to wear? And, you know, you're pulling about 3 things out of your wardrobe, putting them back in. I just want something that is a capsule wardrobe that defines who I am, and I love wearing it. It makes me feel confident, makes me feel sexy, and I just pick them out and I'm good to go. And I want every other woman to do that as well. So that's where it comes from.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned like these women taking that first step, because that's exactly what I'd like to ask you, right? When you're starting, like when women are starting to sort of do this, and honestly, it could probably be for guys too, maybe to a lesser degree, or maybe in just a slightly different way, but same idea, is that you're just trying to tap into like your own sort of presence. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest that women do as the first step to getting more expressive with their fashion?
I think really it all stems from, it sounds like really overcomplicated, but it's about thinking about what it is that you love, you know, like music that you love, colors that you love, how you want to feel, because there's a lot of women who just feel amazing in skinny jeans, but then, you know, there's other women who think, oh my God, no, I can't wear that. So I think it's about like drawing inspiration and stuff from the things that inspire you, and really trying to think about what you want to wear, how you want to feel, because I think far too many times we're always worried about how what we think other people perceive us to be and how other people think other people want us to wear certain things. I mean, we had a conversation over mums, didn't we? And you were like, oh yeah, you know, they're all in like their frumpy t-shirts and da-da-da. Sorry if there's any mums, this is not like an attack at all. But there's a lot of, you know, I've got a few friends who are working mums, and they were like, God, Caroline, I really still want to look stylish. I really still want to look like me as an individual, as a woman. But it can be sometimes hard to separate yourself from all of those other things that are going on in the world. So I guess the one thing really is to just really hone in on, you know, what you love and what, you know, sets your soul on fire. And like I said, the music that you listen to, the food that you eat, the places you love to travel. Like, I think all of that helps you to define you without any outside influence.
And I feel like maybe looking back like to when you were younger too, and you know, you weren't as impeded with all of like the daily grind and all of these different responsibilities, and also different impressions about, you know, like you said, how you're supposed to look and how you're supposed to act and feel. But getting back, like tapping back into that, hey, this is like how I used to go. This is what I used to do. This is the music that I used to listen to. This is what excited me. That makes a lot of sense. Right. And then, once you do that, is it then the fashion sense like just comes naturally after that? Like it just evolves?
I think it evolves, but it's also, I guess, like trialing different things as well, you know, like saying to yourself, well, you know, I could wear that, but you don't have to. Like, you'll see an outfit and you might just love parts of it, but think, oh no, God, I can't wear that, because you look at the whole thing and you go, well, that wouldn't suit me. That color doesn't suit me. I've never worn that before. But it's about just taking the few elements and incorporating them into you and your own personality, because everybody's going to be different. There are going to be women who are, you know, working 24/7 and, you know, they need something that is going to reflect that. But I always feel that fashion is, to me, it's a self-expression. It's about almost like speaking but without speaking. It's that, you know, you walk into a room and it's like everything it says about you without you actually speaking. And I think that's what's so amazing and so exciting, when you can really hone in on your own style and just get excited about being who you are and, you know, what you love, because we're all different. So what we wear should always be different as well. We shouldn't have to conform just because, you know, society tells you that if you're, you know, a CEO, you've got to wear a boring, you know, grey suit or whatever. And also if you're a mum, you know, you can't wear these certain things. Like, nothing should be defined like that. And that's what I think makes fashion so amazing.
And powerful, right? Yeah. Like what you're saying there, I mixing your own style with clothes that make you feel emboldened, right? Mm. So for instance, I was just talking with somebody, and this is a perfect example of how powerful clothes are to how you think and act. It was a study with the productivity of people wearing lab coats, right?
Oh, really?
So if they weren't doctors, they split up people into two groups, and there was a test group and like a control group and then an experimental group. And they measured the productivity of these people. But then what they did was they gave two sets of coats to people. One was a doctor's coat, and then one was like a painter's coat, yeah. Right? So one sort of felt like you were elevated in status, and then one kind of lowered your status. And then they measured the productivity of people and their ability to focus. And lo and behold, right, of course, the people in the lab coat just felt more empowered, just felt more productive, more focused. And that's been run a number of different ways, those types of studies. So it really does have a pretty large effect on how you act in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Steve Jobs used to say, like, some serious like entrepreneurs, that they have like a staple wardrobe for themselves. Like, for him, it was, you know, a t-shirt, jeans, and flip-flops or thongs, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, he did that because it not only defined his style, but it was also something that made him feel productive, because he didn't have to overthink it. It made him feel good. And then he went out about his day. But it's the same kind of thing there, that I think when you are feeling good in what you love to wear, you are going to be more productive, because you're not thinking about it. You're thinking about what you're doing, and, you know, you're not going, God, is somebody thinking that I look like a twat in this outfit, or do I look stupid? Or you're literally just going, look, I'm here and I'm owning it and I'm loving who I am and what I'm wearing. And now, you know, I just get on with my day and do what it is that I'm doing.
Totally. Like, you one with the Steve Jobs thing, I heard that it also was like a bit of decision fatigue for him,
yeah.
Right? Like, having to wake up and decide what he was going to wear, it just took too much mental brain power, which sounds ridiculous, right? But it's a true thing. When you're just responsible for so many decisions, that's the last thing that you want to like spend time on. And I totally agree, like, stuff that just makes you feel proud, you know, proud to be who you are and what you're doing. So if the one thing is to tap into yourself, the one thing is to tap into that style that you've got, looking at the types of music that you listen to, the Beatles, for instance, or the types of activities that you like. If you're a painter, if you're a cartoonist, if you're like, if you play the French horn, you know, whatever it is, but whatever those types of styles are. But then how is it that people can start to take those ideas and like translate them into creating their own style?
Okay, so this is like, I get excited about this, because this to me is one of the best things to do. So when I was in university, whenever we were creating a new collection, we would always do mood boards. Entrepreneurs and people now would probably call them vision boards, but for me, they were like mood boards, because they create that mood, that emotion in a collection. So I get all of my clients, and these are, you know, my mentoring clients, as well as any kind of styling clients that I have, I always get them to create two mood boards. And one of the mood boards is, I guess, what I like to call, you know, fashion that inspires you and that influences you. And that can be anything. And then the other board is really a board about who they think they can't be. Because they will always put things on this board and go, oh, no, that can't be me. I can't wear that. geez, why would I put that on there? And you take it off instantly. So I get them to create these two boards, do it on Canva, because everything's like digital now, no more like ripping things out of magazines, and going onto Pinterest and literally just not overthinking it. Just if you like some fashion, put it on the board. If, you know, you would love to dress like that, but you think you can't, just put it on the board and spend like 15 minutes every day for like a week and put all of these things onto this board. Don't overthink it. Don't think in, yes, I can, no, I can't. Just put it on there. And then it's really amazing, because at the end, when you put these two boards at the side of each other, there's a ridiculous crossover. And so for me, when I first did this years ago, I had all of this fashion on there, and there was, some of them were like tailored pieces on, you know, the fashion that inspired me, and like leather trousers. And then there'd be all loads of other stuff over there. And then at the beginning over here on the things that I thought I never could wear, there was, you know, like band t-shirts, for example, or like silk camisole tops and da-da-da. And the crossover that I began to see was that you can actually, and this is the secret sauce, is that you can actually take elements from each board and bring them into one to create your own style. Because if you've got a tailored suit over here, but you're over here and your board's like got, you know, t-shirts and just really kind of like casual style, and there's no reason why you can't take that tailored jacket with that t-shirt and those skinny jeans or whatever, the leather trousers, and combine them into an outfit that makes you feel good, but that is comfortable, that makes you feel confident, that you can go from day to night and you're not, you know, worrying about anything. And there'll be so many crossovers that people don't think, because they get so much in their head about what they should be wearing and how they should be perceived, that they forget that actually fashion is self-expression. It's you. It's the things that you like. You know, you're the Hawaiian shirts. You love wearing the Hawaiian shirts. And it's you. And, you know, we had this conversation. You were like, Caroline, I like that kind of laid-back lifestyle. You know, that's the kind of thing that I do. So it's like, right, well, go wear it. Wear whatever it is that you want. But when you create these boards, you will, if you actually look at them and you haven't overthought it for a week, you will see crossovers. And that's where you can start to create this basic casual wardrobe for yourself, and then just build on it with different pieces. So then you've got something that you can start with.
Is it a situation where, like you were saying, if you have band t-shirts, but then you also have, I don't know, like jackets and like more formal wear kind of thing, you can really just put those things together, or are there like some general hard and fast rules, or do you just say, nope, throw out the rules?
Because no rules.
Yeah.
No rules in fashion. And I think this is what we have to kind of get into our brains, that there are no rules. Just because there are designers that are saying, right, this season, this is what everyone should be wearing because this is what I've designed. So this is, you know, what's on trend. It's bullshit, because there are no trends. And I used to think that there were trends all the time. And I'd be like, oh my God, right, I've got to show up in a dress because that's what's on trend right now. Or there's this, that, and the other. But when I nearly swore then, but I won't. When I stopped all the rules.
Go ahead. There's no rules. We're throwing out the rules here too on Fire Builders.
When I fucked off all the rules and I was like, no, do you know what? Right. What is it that I love to wear? What do I love to be seen in? It became this perfect marriage of what was me. And that is, you know, the leather jackets, the band t-shirts, the leather trousers in winter, or the skinny jeans and, you know, oversized clutch bags. It just became me. And now when people kind of meet me, or if I'm like speaking on stage or I'm doing an event or anything, I wear those things because they make me feel good. I don't feel like I have to go out on a stage or do an event and I have to be wearing a suit, because the instant I put it on, I'm like this. I'm like, man, I don't feel like me. Like, this is like stupid. Like, why am I doing that? And so it's about having no rules at all and just going, do you know what? This is what I love. This is what makes me feel good. And I'm going to just do it and wear it and play with it and experiment with it and see how it goes. And it just, confidence that comes out of somebody who walks their own path with their style reflects on everything, how they are and communicate and mm-hmm. how they show up.
Yeah, you can see that. Like as soon as they walk into the room, right? It's that type of person where you just say, "Man, that person."
Presence.
Like, yeah,
they've
exactly.
got presence.
Yeah, completely. And it's amazing how many people now. Because this is episode number 21, I think 22. I mean, we're getting up there, Snow. Mm. But it's amazing how many people have come on and suggested like vision boards and mood boards to visualize. Because I think that it, myself included. I think that I have a feeling of what I like with the whole Hawaiian shirt thing and what that is with the laid back lifestyle and playing guitar and drinking whiskey and stuff. But
straw hat.
Yeah, the straw hat. And I mean, but it's one thing to just have it in your head. It's a total different thing to actually like visually articulate it,
yeah.
right? And see it for
real.
And
then actually manifest it into something.
Yeah, right? Like pull it all together into some type of style that's like combines all of the elements that I feel safe and comfortable in, but then at the same time
pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, right. Like edges me out a little bit, yeah. makes me different, unique, and memorable. So yeah, it definitely has had an effect on this. If I was in a suit doing these interviews, there would be no way that we would be having this much fun.
Like, no, and you couldn't be sat there in a suit with a cockerel in the background.
Which,
you know,
which is the UK version of Rooster, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right.
You couldn't have that. You know, you'd have to be, everything would have to change about your interview. It would be, because it wouldn't feel like it was all like linked together, you know, because it'd be like, what on earth is he doing sitting in a suit? And there's a rooster. It looks like he's in some farm or something. And then he's wearing a suit trying to do an interview. It just doesn't marry at all. So it's about, you know, creating all of the unconsciously, I think, not overthinking it, creating all those elements that are you. And I think it's a great thing, a little tip as well, like, you know, if you are like a woman in business as well, creating your own style is a great way to personalize your brand as well. So, you know, for me, I love the band t-shirts. I'm big into leather. It's a lot of the leather I do in my fashion collection. And so that has now become part of my style. It's part of what I would share on Instagram. It's part of, you know, if I ever go to an event, these are the things I wear. And people start to think, oh yeah, that's Caroline. She's the one who wears the band t-shirts. She's the one who wears like, you know, the leather trousers or whatever. And so to other people, they're kind of getting to know you without you having to be all loud and blurry and go, all right, this is who I am. It's just that uniqueness about you that sets you apart without you actually having to do very much apart from, you know, trust yourself and have a bit of fun with fashion and turn it into something that's a positive rather than something that freaks you out.
Right. Like, do you actually, now that you're sort of becoming known for a style, right, do you force yourself to incorporate new elements? Do you bring that in, like bring them in and just experiment and play around with the stuff? Do you do that often?
I do and I don't. I don't because I like who I am and my style now, and it always feels good to me. But then when I am designing collections, obviously you're wanting to try and design new things, but I always still try to stick to my own core values, which is it comfortable? Do I feel sexy in it? Do I feel confident in it? Will other women feel like this too? Is it something that can take them from day to night? So I do experiment, but it's really funny because I will try an experiment and I'll kind of maybe see this really colourful top or something. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I can do colour. I can do prints. And then I'll put it on and I'm like, take it off. Take it off. It is not you. But that's okay. You know, and it's just like, yeah, you've just defined your style, Caroline. Just stick with it. It works for you. You know, I said to you when we spoke before, I'll be wearing skinny jeans until they physically have to be removed from me and I can't wear them anymore,
right.
You know, and because I love them, they make me feel good. And you can dress them up and you can dress them down. It's the perfect thing for me that I don't have to overthink and I can put my focus on like the fashion or, you know, the Luxe Collective or the women that I work with, but I am still me. You know, I'm not just sitting in like tracksuit bottoms or sweatpants, however you call them.
You don't have those on right now? You just like the tracksuit?
You know what? I actually don't. Because I thought, I was like, I'm just going to leave my tracksuit bottoms on with a t-shirt. And I was like, no.
Nope.
You're supposed to be showing up now, so do it properly.
You're a woman of principle. So check this out, right? There's a question that has come through. How much do you incorporate jewelry into your style and outfits? It's not just about the clothes. Maybe it's about the accessories. What do you think?
Good question. So again, for me, I am very much into chunky jewelry. I love chunky jewelry. As you can see, like chunky rings, but I'm very minimalist with it too. So for me, I like kind of longish earrings and then chunky jewelry, and that's it. I don't go with anything else. And what I've noticed is that by adding those little bits, they kind of complete your essence, so to speak. And again, that helps to bring out the elements of who you are. Because if I was going around and I had this style of what I'm wearing now, and then I had like, you know, little flower earrings or something on, it'd be a bit like, well, that's a bit rock chicks meets hippie chick or something. Like, where are you going with that one? But I do incorporate jewelry when I'm going out, and I like to wear long chains. I definitely incorporate them, because it's, you know, again, it's you. It's picking out all of these elements. The same with shoes. I know people are probably listening going, oh my God, she's blowing my mind. There's far too much to go on here. But once you start to just be open to it, it becomes second nature. And before you know it, you've got this like style that's your own style. And it's like, shit, I've got my own style. I mean, I've actually got my own style. I'm not copying or trying to be anybody. And then it becomes so easy every day then, because it's you.
And then once you find, and then I would imagine, how much has your style evolved? Like once you find it, have you kept it pretty much the same? Like once you find it, just personally, I'm just curious, like, you know, has it grown? Like, were you always into the skinny jeans and like band t-shirts and stuff, or wasn't always like that, but now it's sort of evolved, and then who knows where it's going to go now in the future?
Well, it's always been the skinny jeans and like blazers, but kind of longer blazers, but that's just because that's the kind of stuff that I design. But I know it will evolve, but I know it won't ever evolve too much away from this, because that's me and that's who I am. But then I remember I've done the years of trying to wear the dresses and trying to look the pretty girly thing. And it's just not me. It's just not me. But in summer, you know, I do love to wear maxi dresses, but again, it's got that element of like a bit rock chick, or it's a bit, you know, it might have a bit of a strange print on it or something, because it's still an extension of my style, but it's not gone way over there that I've bought it or I've designed it and I'm like, you're never going to wear that. So it is evolving, but it kind of evolves in the same circle, if that makes sense. And yeah, I just pick things in and then go, no, it doesn't work. Take it out. But yeah, I'm pretty standard. Like it goes through my branding, like, you know, black, whites, grays, neutrals, and then there might be an odd bit of color in there, but that's kind of it. And I get excited by that, because it's taken a long time. I'm 41 and I've only really truly figured out my own style properly and owned it in the last kind of, I'd say, 5 years. Because as women, you know, we are told that we should be wearing certain things. So you do try to keep, you know, evolving, thinking, oh, well, she's wearing that, so I should probably wear that, or I should probably show up to work like that. But now it's nice to just, you know, be in your own like little fashion bubble, and, you know, do your own little fashion parade for yourself and enjoy it.
Well, this has been awesome. Caroline, this has been such an interesting conversation. I love that you're leading by example with all of this. I think that it's so badass. Tell everybody what you got going on in your life and how people can connect with you if they want to learn more.
Okay, so I, about 4 weeks ago, started my first podcast called Flawlessly Flawed Podcast. And as the name reflects, this is about being flawlessly flawed in your life, your business, your style, everything. So, go and check out the podcast. And you can also find me on Instagram, which is the looks.collective. You can't find me on a website because I've taken it down because I'm rebranding it unapologetically. So there's no website for you to all go and see. But yeah, let me know. Have a listen to the podcast, see what you think of it. It's just more of me really talking about my experiences, bits of wisdom that I hope to share and inspire somebody. And also all the crap that goes on as well with being a woman in business, you know, the raw bits, the honest bits that not everybody talks about or likes to talk about.
Unapologetically truthful. I love it. That's exactly what you embody. And I've loved this conversation. Honestly, if you're listening, go check out Caroline's stuff. The podcast in particular has been getting amazing reviews so far. So check that out. And seriously, I'm so happy that you came on. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's been amazing.
Yeah, this has been amazing. So any parting words before we go?
Really, just be yourself, be flawlessly flawed and own it and find your own path in life, in your style. And I promise you that it would be the greatest gift that you can ever possibly give yourself.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. Well, Caroline, thanks again to everybody
You're
watching.
Welcome.
Josh and Caroline out of here. Catch us on another episode of Fire Builders Live. See you later. Bye.